one of my favorite bands of all time, which I've been following for many years because I grew up in Atlanta, is going to be playing. And, you know, what is it like for you? And I know that you've been with the band several times over the years, so it's going to be mm-hmm. fun to talk to you about this. But singing these just fantastic, beautiful, rocking songs.
You know, even when I wasn't in the band, I mean, I was a fan. For a guy like me who essentially gets out of the business for about 25 years and then decides he's going to get back in, you know, it's a real treat.
They're such, I don't know, there's something about those songs that just take me back to one of the best times of my life, you know? And so anytime I hear Atlanta Rhythm Section on the radio or if I'm putting in a CD at home, I just, it's such feel-good music, and the fans are really...
I think you're right, Katie. I think that what separates us from a lot of bands, I'm not dissing other bands, you know, is that the songs have value. They live. There's a lot of songs you ever say, oh yeah, I remember that. But there's something about Atlanta Rhythm Section songs. When you talk about chord structure, when you talk about melodies, you talk about lyrics. It's a great combination of the three. You know, there's not a lot of acts that do that. The Eagles do it. Paul Simon does it. You want songs that live on.
They may take me back to a great time, but if you hear them played today, it's like, okay, well, that song could be released today. You know, it doesn't sound dated at all. It's just timeless music.
You've kind of hit it on the head. I mean, we connect people with memories. We finish shows and people say, oh, man, I'm so glad you guys are out doing this. I've been waiting to hear you guys for so long, and I heard you guys, and I lived my entire college experience tonight. You know? You know, and that's what we do. I think we connect people with memories that may or not be obscure, but they're still... Do we just connect people to a certain time?
Absolutely. And you, now, let's go back with you. You were with the band really early on for a little while, right?
Yeah, it's at its inception.
Okay, and then how did you end up leaving?
It's like when a marriage breaks up. It's not one thing, I don't guess. You know, you have a few things. I would say basically it got to created differences, but the band kind of wanted to go in a different direction than I wanted to go in. They were more concerned at that point of making albums. But our living was made at that point by making records for other people.
Right.
And I got to where I didn't want to do that. And then, you know, when I said, well, if I'm going to have to do this, I'll do it someplace where I can make more money. So I went to New York to do the same thing.
Wow.
And you knew exactly what I didn't want to do.
Well, and then at some point, you literally stopped to raise your family, didn't you? You made a choice between
right.
music and family.
That's correct. You know, I had a band called Beaver Teeth. And
Beaver we Teeth?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So at some point in time, you know, I had children. I just wanted to raise my family. I knew I couldn't do it the way I wanted to do it by being a musician and being gone all the time. How are you going to set an example for your children and say, no, you need to do this, you need to do that when you're not there to see it? You know, so I just made a decision. It was time to join the real world, and it was very difficult because I never had a job before. I thought I'd come home to Tampa and somebody would say, oh, Rodney Chester, I'm hoping you show up looking for a job. I didn't know how to do anything. What was I going to do? I was terribly scared of being a failure at it.
Now, how many kids do you have, and how did they turn out?
I got three, one of each.
One of each?
I just want to see if you pay attention.
A boy, a girl, and a what?
You know, I have two daughters and a son.
Have they, like, lived up to your expectations of...
They've all done well, you know, all, just like me, you know, all children have problems, and just like I did, you know, you kind of guide them through this little canal, you know. I hope they make it.
Oh.
They've all done well. My two daughters live here. My son is a firefighter in Augusta, Georgia.
So you continue to have Georgia ties. And then tell us now.
About that?
Sunday, you're going to be here. This is going to be a really fun event that you guys are performing at. I love that it's in Doraville. I mean, come on, really? The village out
right.
the market in Doraville.
Isn't that bizarre? A guy calls me up and he says, I am so-and-so. I'm Marshall. I really want to hire you guys. I've got a place in Doraville. And I'm going, well, that's great. So what is it? I'm opening a big flea market. I'm thinking, well, I don't know how I feel about playing a flea market. But, you know, the guy explained it to me, and, you know, then I tell him what I tell everyone. thank you for calling. It's not up to me. You call our agent, and he'll set it all up.
And he did.
Yeah, so we're back. I can't wait. I mean, you're right. It's very cool to be thinking we've landed in Doraville.
I love it. 4 o'clock on Sunday, the Atlanta Rhythm section will play, and this is at the Village Outdoor Market. They've got a website, so you can find out more, villageoutdoormarket.com. And tell me about what you'll be performing. What, let's say people haven't seen you guys in a long time. What can we expect on Sunday?
You know, they'll hear all the obvious hits. We don't play anything that's that obscure. I think maybe the most obscure thing we do might be, I want to say Homesick, but Homesick was a hit.
No,
I
know.
You know, for a large time, it'd be, you know, they're going to hear all the hits.
I love it. Well, I am so looking forward to seeing you and to meeting you, Rodney. I've been a fan for many, many years of this
band.
Well,
thank you. I'll be looking forward to that as well.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. We'll see you on Sunday.
All right, Kate. Thanks for calling.